Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 127 of the Dog Days of Podcasting 2017. Thank you for joining me. And today, we're going to take a trip down Flash Lane. We're going to talk about The Flash, co-starring Green Lantern. Now, I'm a huge Flash fan. I always love the guy, the character. And just like I know Dave Slusher is a huge Flash fan. So I always feel hesitant to say, hey, I'm a Flash fan, because Dave is a Flash fan. But I do love The Flash. Always have. He's one of my favorite characters, as well as Green Lantern. And then, of course, Superman, Spider-Man, and Batman. Not necessarily in that order. This is issue number 235. And we have Vandal Savage fighting the Flash and Green Lantern in their minds. Well, actually, what's happening is he's trying to re-energize, I guess, his immortality. So to do that, he needs the Green Lantern and the Flash's powers, along with this giant fireball that he's brought to Earth 2. But he visits the Flash in his mind and battles him. And it's kind of real to Barry. And then he realizes that Iris West is actually missing in real life. And then we go to the Green Lantern, and he has a little fight with Vandal in his mind. And it turns out that Carol Ferris is missing. All right, so the Flash and Green Lantern get together, and they decide to go to Earth 2 to ask ask the Flash there. If he knew what was going on, which they end up making a heroin bust from a plane, keeping it from flying. But it turns out they find out about Vandal Savage. They found out about his plan. There's this giant fireball. They go to put it out. And in the process, they think that Iris West and Carol Ferris are actually in the middle of the fireball. That's the plot to get them to use their powers on the fireball. And, of course, they kind of muck it up in the way, muck up the plans that Vandal Savage had and actually put the fireball out. Turns out Carol Ferris is okay. And Iris West is actually missing. She wasn't there to begin with. It's just that Vandal Savage took the credit for her missing, took the opportunity of her missing already, took responsibility for it to kind of kick things off. Turns out, our man, the Flash, on Earth 2 actually already took Earth 1, Iris West. So he did it. And we're not quite sure why. So there you go. There's the Flash, number 235. And I'm going to look at some of the ads. There's this ad on the back. I think everybody's probably seen this guy. He's like muscle bound. It says, impossible, not for the super bodybuilding system. You can bodybuild yourself to death and make yourself look like this dude. And of course, there's the smattering of jokes and stuff you would probably picked up at Spencer's Gifts at some point. What was the ad I just saw? Hold on. Oh, another Columbia Records. Was it Columbia? It was another record company in here. I just saw it. Here, you can finish high school if you haven't. Get a second chance to finish high school, so they say. Slim Jim. There's some action figures. Vanishing whiskey glass. I think I can do that. I make the whiskey disappear, actually. Anyway, and in the front, you get three free baseball cards on each specially marked box of Hostess snack cakes. So you can get fat and collect baseball cards. So here we go. Here's the Flash number 235 from 1975. Oh, and I almost forgot. The story was by Kerry Bates. Art was from Irv Novick and Tex Blaisdell. Don't laugh at me, Chuck. Tex Blaisdell. Okay. Editing is from Julius Swartz. Anyway, the art in here I like. It's, you know, pretty typical for 80s comics. The 70s, comics that you would normally see. Nothing. I'm not going to say spectacular. It's good, but it's very typical of the 70s. One thing I did that did stand out to me was I don't remember. That's not what I was saying. Vandal Savage. I thought it was funny. I look at the picture on here, and after knowing the Vandal Savage on the Legends of Tomorrow show, they actually cast the guy that looks pretty close to him, as I can imagine. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Of course, the Barry doesn't ever look like the one on the show. One on the show looks like a teenager, but I like him nonetheless. Actually, I really love the Flash TV show. I think they've done a good job with it. So, and both of them, I actually liked the 90s version as well. I've got the DVDs here. I'll look at every once in a while. So anyway, there you go. There's the Flash issue 235 from 1975. Thank you very much.
I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.